This is the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, featuring your host, Jenna Erlandson.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 3 of our Bridge of the Faithful podcast. I'm so excited to have you here and talk about something that God is really starting to work in my heart, obviously, since I'm doing this whole podcast in the first place. It's a response to God's faith bridge that we talked about in the last episode. So we're going to focus on what our responsible... Hey guys, and welcome to episode 3 of our Bridge of the Faithful podcast. I'm really excited to share with you the things that God's working on my heart in response to faithfulness on our side. So we're going to focus on what our responsibility is in regards to that faith bridge that we talked about in our last episode that God built for us to walk on. Last time, we learned about our separation from God, and most importantly, that though we could never bridge that gap on our own, God could, and He sacrificed everything through Jesus, who single-handedly went through the chasm and came up victorious, all because He loves us and will risk everything to get us back. So let's go back to our Peruvian metaphor for a while. Have you ever been lost in a rainforest? Me either, but I have heard a couple of accounts of what that is like. The rainforest is beautiful and enticing, but for most people, it's not where you want to live. Imagine being stuck in a place full of venomous snakes, biting insects, huge leopards, hot days vacillating with cold nights. Everything is wet all of the time. And if you're prepared, it's okay, but pretend with me that you are constantly fighting the elements and the creatures without tools, clothes, or training. We are trapped. However, on the other side of the chasm is literally heaven, the place with God where we belong, are loved, and safe. When the Spanish first came to Peru, they saw the Incan rope bridges for the first time. Now, Spain is not known for their vast chasms that require long bridges, so when they first saw these wobbly-looking rope bridges, they were quite skeptical. So instead of trying to use the bridges that were already there and proven to work, they attempted to build their own stone arch bridges that they used back home in Europe. Unfortunately, these bridges did not work over such a long chasm. They were too weak, too heavy, so they completely fell apart and crumbled. And we are much too guilty of this. We see the bridge that Jesus made for us to walk on, and we think, wow, that looks way too scary, or way too dangerous, or that is too hard. And we try to navigate and build our own way through life. This way that we build our own bridges does not have a firm foundation, the physics don't hold, and it will crash down. There are other dangers or excuses that may distract us from going on that bridge. Not wanting to go alone, being made fun of for going a different route than others. Other ways seem nicer or prettier, or being afraid of that prowling lion of Satan. And we'll discuss that lion at a later date, but one thing to remember is that Jesus already beat him when he got that bridge to our side. For me, the biggest thing that prohibits me from stepping out faithfully onto that bridge is feeling inadequate. I'm really good at finding excuses, at finding my faults, at talking myself out of doing those amazing but radical things that God wants me to do. For some of you, it may be a lack of education, experience, training, or even a physical weakness or impairment that makes you think that you are not qualified to do what you feel God is calling you to do. Guess what? You're right. God loves ironies and underdogs. He is constantly showing us in the Bible how He takes broken, weak, uneducated people and uses them to show the world how strong God is. Let's look at Moses. God used Moses in many huge ways throughout many books of the Old Testament. The situation I want to look at first is how God convinced Moses to even step out on his faith bridge at all. When we read through Exodus, which is the second book of the Bible, it's easy to read through it and think about how qualified Moses was for the job. He ended up growing up in the royal family of Egypt, but he was a member of the Levi tribe of the Jews. He had leadership qualities, etc. But Moses didn't agree. After getting over the shock of being spoken to directly by God and seeing the miracle of the burning bush, he already started dreaming up excuses. So right there in front of miracles, he thought of excuses. You see, Moses saw his qualifications as weaknesses. He saw his weaknesses as weaknesses. He saw his mistakes as weaknesses. He argued how he never belonged. He was never an Egyptian. He was clearly a Jew. But he was never a Jew because he grew up Egyptian. Oh, and how about that thing where he murdered an Egyptian and had to run away altogether? How would anyone trust him? Oh, yeah, and that thing about the fact that he talked with a stutter? How could he even address Pharaoh or even lead his own people and be taken seriously? And with each protestation, God listened, and he gave Moses a strength that could only be from God. Prophecy, a staff that did God's miracles, provision of help from his brother, and the promise that God would be with him the whole time and guide him himself. God did not strengthen Moses, but when Moses stepped out in faith, God glorified himself by showing God's strength through Moses' weaknesses. You see, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. I don't know what step of faith God is calling you to do. It could be to talk to that friend or coworker. It could be to do a task that you don't feel qualified for. It may be to give something up for a while or for forever. It could be to sacrifice time or money to help someone, maybe that mission trip that you feel like God is calling you on. It may be to pack everything up and move somewhere new and scary. For me, sitting here and recording this right now is a step of faith. God is using my lack of education, experience, and know-how throughout this podcast. These words are not mine, but since saying yes to God to even do this, God has placed talented people, sermons, books, and his word through the Bible to build what I have to say. I am not super wise or insanely eloquent, but what I say is what God is showing and moving in my life, and my job is to just open my mouth and share it. So when God builds our faith bridge, he does it himself. You learned in the last episode what that took and how much strength God has. His strength and faithfulness are infinite. So with that, God does not require or even ask that we build the bridge, fix the bridge, or even enhance the bridge. He provided everything. He just asks that we take the steps. And sometimes all he asks for is for us to allow him to carry us. That being said, we sometimes try to bring our own things on the bridge instead of trusting God to provide for us. We try to do things our way, or we refuse to let go of things, and this only makes our journey harder and weighs us down. Friend, God has provided your escape route. He wants you and calls, and despite and even because of your circumstances and weaknesses, he loves you, he cares about you, and is strong and powerful. Do you trust his bridge? Will you say yes to his journey? Will you leave your things behind and let God show you his glory through your iniquities? God is faithful. He will not fail you or let you fall. Are you willing to make that first step? Psalm 143, 8 through 12. Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I am trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord. I run to you to hide me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. For the glory of your name, O Lord, preserve my life. Because of your faithfulness, bring me out of this distress. In your unfailing love, silence all my enemies and destroy all my foes, for I am your servant.
This has been episode 3 of the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, entitled Step on the Bridge. For show notes, go to botfpodcast.com/episode/3.